Talk about real deals. Andrew Walker has delivered in spades for the Carlton Football Club. A glorious 13-year career, 202 games. Today he announced his retirement, Plough. And I think much to the love, Carlton Life member as well, much to the love and respect of all Carlton and football fans.
Well, no doubt whatsoever, Tony. And go all the way back to that first game that he played. Did he have about 30 possessions in that first game? He just kept getting the ball, and we all thought and knew from that day onwards he was going to be a star.
Echuca, then the Bendigo Pioneers. Andrew Walker joins us now. Tony Leonard, Andrew, with Terry Wallace. Thank you very much for your time this evening.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
It is lovely to catch up with you again. I'll remind you and our listeners of something you and I did in the Jim Steins room going back about 4 years ago when you were injured, taking the mark of the year or recreating it. But let us go to the absolute present. You've had a terrific career, Andrew, and that's inarguable. But it is that question that always happens. You hear it from footballers. You know your body can't take it anymore. What was the number one sign this year that you thought, gee, I am really close to the end now?
It's amazing you just said that. It's exactly how I felt. I think it's probably something that's been building up for a little while. It's a degenerative knee, so there's not a whole lot of cartilage, if any, left on the medial side of my left knee.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just really been battling with it for probably 3 years. I probably got a little bit of a lease of life when Bolts was announced coach and just to see what was going to be put in place, and I really wanted to stick around. It actually did make me feel really good and comfortable with playing another year of football. So I spent last off-season, pre-season, doing everything I possibly could, and I just said to myself then, look, I've just got to give it every opportunity to get this knee right, because I really want to stick around, because I could feel something special was about to happen. And if it doesn't work, well, it's not going to be from lack of effort and lack of trying to get it right. So, I thought I'd done really well with it. And at the start of the year, I was feeling really comfortable with the knee. And then it just slowly started deteriorating through probably 10 weeks of footy. And, I had a little niggle 4 weeks ago. And that's basically after that game, I walked into Bolt's office and I just said, mate, I just can't do it anymore. It's probably too far gone, and just a bit too painful to keep going.
Andrew, did it, and congratulations on what's been a magnificent career for both of us. But did it impact your pre-seasons, or was it more the ballistic nature of the games that caused you trouble, or was it training, in fact, just coming up from week to week?
Absolutely, mate. It was a bit of everything. Not being able to put in the work, and I'm a massive believer in pre-seasons and making sure that you get every bit of pre-season in that you can. I think for the last 3 years, I've just been so restricted in what I can do and just really had to manage my loads to get through to game day. That's when I started to see that there were some issues. I see myself as a really, really hard trainer, and like I said before, I've always believed in trying to get the 22 weeks of pre-season in to give yourself every opportunity to play good football throughout the season. And when that becomes interrupted, usually a season becomes interrupted. But it was just the everyday stuff with football, like actually just trying to get up for game days. I was really battling. I was still sore on Fridays, and we'd have a Saturday game. So it's just, it was just too much.
Well, it does get to the stage, and I've spoken about sort of my career on our show, and I had degenerative knee, virtually sounds exactly the same. Mine was lateral cartilage. But it does start impacting your life as well. I mean, I think that's what people just sort of compartmentalise it into the footy aspect, but you've got your whole life to live as well.
Yeah, it's amazing. It threw a lot of tricky situations at me, and you are 100% correct. People will only see what you're doing out in the footy field, and you'll be judged on your performance. And what people don't see is what's going on, going on away from those games. And I was basically, everything I was doing was based around me recovering for that next week, and I just found myself it was constantly about football, because just the recovery with a degenerative knee, it just swells up really easily. So you could be really good on a Wednesday, you train, and you look down your knee at 8 o'clock on a Wednesday, and it's got 100, 140, 150 mils of fluid in there, and you just can't bend it. So I think it was certainly impacting my life. I've got three kids and a wife, and unfortunately they come along with the journey with you, and it was certainly affecting me. My wife could notice it, and I really had to stand back last year and make a decision. And like I said before, I was really comfortable to try and go around again and possibly further with the new head coach and the new direction the club was going in.
So we move on from all that. I mean, that's all the doom and gloom. But look, your career, you've seen some highs, you've seen some lows. I mean, that's life, and that is footy life. What were the few really great things that you enjoyed out of your career?
Yeah, you're right. And I mentioned it this morning. The highs certainly outweigh any of the issues that you've had. And I've had a lot of highs. We've played some finals footy while I've been there, and I got a little bit of a taste for what it was like. Unfortunately, we couldn't get ourselves to a grand final while we were there, and the wins over Essendon and the wins over Richmond in the finals, and being pretty unlucky really against West Coast in 2011.
We were both there. I can still see your City end forward pocket left as we look down the ground. It's 36 minutes into the quarter. Hand on heart, did you think the umpire might pay the grab?
You got a good memory.
I was calling, and I can see. It's one of the best games of football I've ever seen. So by extension, it's one of the best finals I've ever seen.
Yeah, look, I was hoping, but I wasn't confident the decision being how tight the game was. I thought I was going to get paid the mark, but it was a bit unfortunate. We would have had Geelong the next week, and we've always had really close games against Geelong, besides a couple of blowouts here and there, but. We would have been reasonably confident going to that next game.
Well, Tony, all I can say is coaching against Andrew, neither end of the ground was great when he got up and going. I mean, he could chop you up at both ends of the ground pretty quickly.
And the little story I must tell, Andrew and I, we spoke pre-game at a Carlton up at the Jim Steins room, and I got Andrew to reenact the mark over Carlisle by throwing a bread roll in the room. Remember that? And you put the napkin around your head and you jumped onto a chair, much to 300 people just going absolutely ballistic. And little did I realise the reason he was talking pre-game is because he had some injury with his knee. Had he gone off the chair, you'd probably finish your career at about 130 games. Hey, fantastic to talk to you. I hope you're not lost to the game. It's as simple as that. And your love of the game comes through. Congrats on a great career and enjoy every moment of your final game against the Saints on a Sunday afternoon.
Thank you, mate. I really appreciate it.
No, you're a beauty. Andrew Walker joining us there. Speaking of Carlton, they'll run out this Sunday against the Saints in support of the Jody Lee Foundation, raising much-needed awareness for bowel cancer. So footy fans are asked to show your support the campaign by using the hashtag #IKnowSomeone on Twitter or Instagram throughout the week and on match day. #IKnowSomeone. And Tristan, we'll put that out as well on our social media platform.